Today on Gardening in a Minute, Canna leaf rollers. Canna leaf rollers are quickly becoming frustrating pests for gardeners throughout Florida. These hungry caterpillars feed on the leaves of cannas, especially those with red leaves or orange or red flowers. There are two types, and they differ in size and color. Lesser canna leaf rollers are tiny and yellow, while larger canna leaf rollers are green and can reach 2 to 3 inches long. Check your cannas often for pests or signs of damage, including tattered leaves or rolled leaf edges. It's best to hand-pick leaf rollers and destroy them, since they can be difficult to target with insecticides. After the plants turn brown in winter, cut down and destroy all above-ground parts of affected plants to help prevent future infestations of canna leaf rollers. For more information about canna leaf rollers, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, yesterday, today, and tomorrow. It may have a long name, but don't let that deter you from planting yesterday, today, and tomorrow, an attractive flowering shrub for Florida landscapes. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow blooms in the warm months of the year with color-changing flowers that start out lavender or purple and fade to white over the next day or two. It blooms and looks its best if it's planted where it'll get morning sun but afternoon shade. It'll reach 8 to 10 feet tall, though it can be kept shorter with a little pruning. Dwarf forms are also available. North Florida gardeners will need to protect this tender plant from the cold. It isn't widely available in nurseries, so you may want to ask a friend who's already growing it to start a cutting for you. For more information about yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, over-fertilization. Fertilizer provides plants with specific nutrients they need in order to grow, but it's important not to over-fertilize, since this can lead to problems for both the plants and the environment. With container-grown plants, applying too much fertilizer can create a buildup of salts in the potting media, which can cause stunted growth, leaf browning, or even death. And in the landscape, over-fertilizing can burn plants, trigger excessive growth, aggravate pest problems, or lead to pollution of our waterways and groundwater. Before you apply any fertilizer, be sure to read and follow all label instructions and consider having your soil tested. Your county extension office can help. By fertilizing responsibly, you'll help protect your plants and Florida's environment. For more information about fertilizing, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Beggar's Tick. Beggar's Tick is a native wildflower that attracts both bees and butterflies. A member of the daisy family, it blooms spring through fall with 1-inch flowers with white petals and yellow centers. Some gardeners use Beggar's Tick in butterfly gardens and naturalized meadows, but many view it as a weed. This prolific seed producer is capable of producing an average of 1,200 seeds per plant. And the seeds travel easily, thanks to the tiny claws that they use to hitch a ride on just about anything that walks by. If Beggar's Tick makes a surprise and unwanted appearance in your yard, try to remove the plants before they set seed. Or if you can embrace a more natural look, try leaving the plants for the bees and butterflies to enjoy. For more information about Beggar's Tick and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Butterfly Bush. As its name suggests, Butterfly Bush is a natural butterfly attractor, thanks to the fragrant flowers it produces in summer and fall. This semi-evergreen shrub, also known as Buddleia, can reach 6 to 12 feet tall and 4 to 15 feet wide. It prefers full sun or light shade. Countless cultivars are available, offering flowers in white, pink, blue, purple, or almost red. Despite its beauty, Butterfly Bush has a few drawbacks here in Florida. Many cultivars are highly prone to rust and mites. It's also highly susceptible to nematodes. So if you'd like to enjoy this butterfly-attracting plant, grow it in a large container or be prepared that the plant may only last a few years. For more information about Butterfly Bush and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.